Altered Genes, A U.S. Advisor and an Inquiry, by Pam Bellick. Success, read the subject line of the email. The text, in imperfect English, began, "Good news, the woman is pregnant, the genome editing success." The sender was He Jiankui, an ambitious young Chinese scientist. The recipient was his former academic advisor, Stephen Quake, a star Stanford bioengineer and inventor. "Wow, that's quite an achievement," Dr. Quake wrote back. "Hopefully she will carry to term." Months later, the world learned the outcome of that pregnancy. Twins born from genetically engineered embryos, the first gene-altered babies. Reaction was fierce. Many scientists and ethicists condemned the experiment as unethical and unsafe, fearing that it could inspire rogue or frivolous attempts to create permanent genetic changes using unproven and unregulated methods. A Chinese government investigation concluded in January that Dr. He had seriously violated ethics, scientific research integrity, and relevant state regulations. Questions about other American scientists' knowledge of Dr. He's plans and their failure to sound a loud alarm have been an issue since Dr. He revealed his work in November. But now Dr. Quake is facing a Stanford investigation into his interaction with Dr. He. That inquiry began after the president of Dr. He's Chinese University wrote to Stanford's president alleging that Dr. Quake had helped Dr. He. Professor Stephen Quake provided instructions to the preparation and implementation of the experiment, the publication of papers, the promotion and news release, and the strategies to react after the news release, he alleged in letters obtained by the New York Times. Dr. Quake's actions, he asserted, violated the internationally recognized academic ethics and codes of conduct and must be condemned. Dr. Quake denied the allegations in a lengthy interview, saying his interaction with Dr. He, who was a postdoctoral student in his lab 8 years ago, had been misinterpreted. "I had nothing to do with this and I wasn't involved," Dr. Quake said. "I hold myself to high ethical standards." Dr. Quake showed the Times what he said were the last few years of his email communication with Dr. He. The correspondence provides a revealing window into the informal way researchers navigate a fast-moving, ethically controversial field. The emails show that Dr. He, 35, informed Dr. Quake, 49, of milestones, including that the woman became pregnant and gave birth. They show that Dr. Quake advised Dr. He to obtain ethical approval from Chinese institutions and submit the results for vetting by peer-reviewed journals, and that he agreed to Dr. He's request to discuss issues like when to present his research publicly.